A former cannabis cultivator from Richmond is alleging a BC investment firm founded by his uncle was a sham to serve as a conduit for undisclosed payments for chosen shareholders, some of whom are implicated in an alleged $1 billion stock fraud scheme. In a notice of civil claim filed in BC Supreme Court on October 31, Chris Kalu is suing his uncle Avtar Dhillon and Dhillon's former company Emerald Health Sciences, Emerald or EHS, for unspecified investment losses. Emerald was incorporated as Medna Biosciences in BC in 2013. It is a private parent investment firm used to hold shares of various subsidiaries, chief among them Emerald Health Therapeutics, a now-defunct Vancouver and Richmond-based medical marijuana public company. Kalu's claim centers around allegations he and other Emerald shareholders were misled by EHS directors, such as Dhillon, about the 2022 merger between Therapeutics and California-based Sky Biosciences, which is directed by Kalu's nephew Puneet Dhillon. Kalu says a special meeting for Emerald shareholders in 2022 was thought to be an opportunity for them to consider and vote on the windup of Therapeutics, which was controlled by Emerald. Instead, he alleges it was a promotional showcase for Sky and the decision had already been made by a majority. Ultimately, Kalu claims he was misled about the true owners and controllers of Emerald, the value of the two companies, and about his ability to liquidate his holdings in light of actual and threatened litigation against Sky and as a result of market manipulation, referencing several ongoing investigations by California law firms. And so, according to Kalu's claim, EHS was either from inception or became over time a sham company that, in reality, served the defendants as a conduit for payments, some being liquidity from its publicly traded subsidiaries, some being undisclosed payments. Kalu's claim, via lawyer Helena Pleco of Finestra Law, suggests Emerald acted as an illegal investment fund, with no regulatory or other oversight. Nephew cites uncle's involvement in massive U.S. stock fraud case. The lawsuit also names Fred Sharp, a West Vancouver resident and former lawyer turned offshore shell facilitator, as a co-defendant. Dhillon and Sharp are the true, direct or indirect, controllers of EHS and Dhillon and Puneet Dhillon, directly or indirectly, control Sky, Kalu alleges, adding, Sharp and Avtar Dhillon have been close business associates for many years. The lawsuit notes both Sharp and Dhillon have been found liable for committing stock fraud in civil claims brought against them by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, in 2021. Sharp, who now owes the SEC US$52.9 million for his mastermind role, also faces criminal charges from the U.S. Attorney's Office that have not been proven in a U.S. court. But Dhillon, a resident of Long Beach, California, has pleaded guilty to three felony securities offenses and faces sentencing on December 4 at a federal court in Boston. Dhillon agreed to plead guilty to one count of willful failure to disclose stock sales, one count of aiding and abetting the sale of unregistered securities, and one count of conspiracy to not disclose touting compensation. Dhillon was ordered to pay the SEC US$10.4 million for repayment of ill-gotten gains and received a penny stock ban. He also owes about US$1.4 million to the U.S. Attorney's Office as a penalty for the criminal acts. The SEC determined Dhillon worked in concert with Sharp and the Sharp Group, which was accused of hiding beneficial ownership of millions of insider shares through a web of local and offshore shell companies and brokerage accounts controlled by Sharp, whose other alleged associate, among several BC residents, is a member of the Hells Angels Outlaw Motorcycle Group. It was the September 2021 indictments against Dhillon and Sharp that had led Kalu to use a 2019 Emerald Securities Registry to email shareholders about the proceedings. As a result, Emerald filed for an injunction against Kalu, claiming he violated privacy provisions, but was unsuccessful. The defendants in the claim, Emerald, Sky, Avtar Dhillon, Puneet Dhillon and Fred Sharp, have yet to respond. Kalu's allegations against them have not been proven in court. Emerald responds to first Kalu lawsuit. Emerald, and several directors, including Avtar Dhillon, have recently, however, responded to another notice of civil claim from October 3, 2022, that stems from a 2020 court petition from Kalu alleging oppression against him on the part of Emerald. The claim stems from the origins of Emerald in 2013. Kalu claims Emerald, among others, intended to use Dhillon's business acumen as a prominent stock promoter and Kalu's horticulture experience as a blueberry farmer to produce and sell medical marijuana via a reverse takeover of Venturi Ventures, a public shell company directed by Vancouver lawyer and Dhillon's longtime business associate Jim Happel. Last April, Happel authorized a settlement for another Emerald subsidiary, U.S.-based Emerald Health Pharmaceuticals, with the SEC, as its director, agreeing to pay the agency a $517,955 civil monetary penalty without admitting or denying allegations pharmaceuticals was involved in market manipulation. In addition to Emerald, Avtar Dhillon and Happel, the claim also names Emerald director Stephen Hall, shareholder Baldev Munger and his company MFDI Corp., and other co-founders Mahip Dhillon, Puneet Dhillon and Kalu's brother Yadvinder Singh Kalu, a U.S. convicted heroin trafficker who was sentenced to 9 years in jail in 1998. Despite Yad's official involvement in EHS and his criminal record, EHS was issued a cannabis license, notes Kalu's claim. And so, both Kalu brothers, despite otherwise being estranged, according to Chris Kalu, started the therapeutics venture with Dhillon and the other founders around 2014, with research and development taking place at Kalu's parents' farm property at 7480 Sideway Road in Richmond. But Kalu claims he resigned from Emerald in 2018, citing a lack of remuneration. Kalu subsequently alleged Dhillon, among others at the company, blocked him from proper share compensation. Kalu contests he was a founder of Emerald and is entitled to 1.4 million founder shares, 4%. Kalu also contests the company failed to issue a share certificate for 100,000 shares, preventing him from selling them before the price of therapeutics plummeted in 2019. In its response, filed November 12, the company and all other named defendants except Yadvinder Kalu denies Kalu was ever involved in strategic discussions regarding the direction, financing or incorporation of Emerald, and as such says he is not entitled to founder shares. Chris was not a founder and did not provide work or services toward the establishment or incorporation of EHS. He was not and is not entitled to an allocation of founder's shares. Any delay complained of by Chris was the result of his dispute with Yad and or other members of his family over the transfer of the share certificate, the response states. Emerald, via Polis Ensom Smith LLP, also denies it prevented Kalu from obtaining any information to which he is entitled as a shareholder of the company. On October 29, 2020, shortly after Kalu filed his oppression petition against Emerald, Delta Police raided the Sideway property, finding 11,152 cannabis plants, plus illicit equipment, surveillance cameras, workers and a currency counting machine. But only 4 personal medical marijuana growing licenses, for a total of 3,071 plants, were associated with the property, including for Yadvinder Kalu, Chris Kalu and his mother Mohinder Kalu, according to an ongoing civil forfeiture claim against the property. Delta Police claim the investigation, which it believes is tied to organized crime, including the Hells Angels, is ongoing. Delta Police say some individuals associated with the investigation have been charged, but a publication ban is in place. G. Wood at glaciermedia.ca.